You are listening to Swimming World Radio, produced in conjunction with the World Championship Sports Network, who is broadcasting video of the 2007 World Championships through their website at WCSN.com. I'm your host, Brent Rutemeller, broadcasting from Melbourne, Australia. Let's listen to the interviews.
The relay, well, they broke a phenomenal record by four great swimmers, so it took four great swims to do that. The 800, sometimes you can do that. You don't just nudge it down if you get the right four guys on the right night. You know, y'all do this. You know how sport is. A lot of times you just can't get everybody together on the right night. I mean, Michael doubled in the fly 15 minutes before. Ryan had the backstroke. Yep, they still did a super job on that. Aaron's backstroke. You know, when you deal with bodies and minds, you just, I wish I knew the answer to that and I could say, well, let's tighten this valve a little bit. He's, in spite of his, how good he looked in the 100, he's been complaining about not feeling good. So, I mean, he's not sick, but he's not feeling like he likes to feel in the water. I can't give you an answer on that. I don't know. I do know this, so that Ryan Lochte swam a great backstroke. Overall, today and yesterday, he's dropped 3 seconds off his best time. He is, we call that hotter than a firecracker. Or like a great white in an open water swim. But I have to give him credit for that. He's doing everything well, and I know the program he's in with Greg at the University of Florida. And he just outworks people. It's the problem with Michael. Here you got a guy with a lot of talent, and he outworks everybody else. You know, it's no fun for the competition. Glad they're on our side. Those guys, when you get to a meet like this, 95% of the swimmers hate to lose. It doesn't matter who they're up against. They never concede anything. It's like Jimmy Connors said. You know who Jimmy Connors was? Great tennis player. He said, I play harder not to lose than I do to win. And not many people understand that. But most of the swimmers in this meet understand that. Guys at the highest level, they do not want to ever lose. They'll come out and say, I don't want to lose. They didn't say, I want to win. There's a big difference. Roger Federer would beat Michael like a drum on a tennis court. Is that the comparison you wanted? Well, you got to realize, I'm a big Rod Laver fan. I'm hoping he shows up here. I mean, I watched him win it. Great left hand, and top spin backhand, all the good stuff.
So is winning, is doing what Michael's doing with winning the gold medals the equivalent of winning the Grand Slam?
It's majors. Winning them the way he wins them can't be done. I mean, he just breaks. I mean, he beat the line in the 200 fly. He beat the line, but I mean, it was behind his feet. It's unbelievable. And he is aggressive. He's a tough son.
Take on tomorrow night. The 100 fly.
He and Michael, they battle that thing. They tried world championships. He had won and Olympics before. Michael won by 4 100s. It'll be one of those kind of races. It'll be a great race. Two guys that don't want to lose. But when somebody's having a week like this, and they're breaking records like he's breaking them, and he knows he's really done some hard training the last year. He's been to altitude for a couple of times for 3 weeks, and they just beat it up there. They go so hard, and he likes what's happening. It's easy to get him back in the water, and the ones that have disappointments, it's easy to get them back in too. Going fast is fun, and when you go faster and do your best time. I mean, that's the appeal of swimming to swimmers, is it's an individual sport, and the way you have fun is by going faster. And that's why they keep us around to help them find ways to go faster. And it's never easier. It's always harder to go faster. You've got to work harder to do it.
How do you think Aaron will bounce back? This is a rare place for him to be.
It is. He hadn't lost in a long time. It's been a long time. But, you know, in any sport, what is the goal? When somebody's up there, everybody's after him. So he'll redefine some goals and get in the ball game. Brendan is doing real well. He got in this afternoon and did a pace and looked real good and felt good. His body weight's back up. So I know he lost 5 pounds in about 5 hours. That's got to be exciting. I was hoping to catch him. Yeah, you should have said, oh no, you don't need to do that. Not just laugh, you should have done a little better job on that.
Was he actually watching the race?
He swam this morning at the hotel pool, then he came in here this afternoon.
Did he watch the races?
No, he just came in after everything was over. He stayed home tonight.